You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
The Voice, local news and talk. KBOI.com is your home for schedules, weekday shows, weekend shows. We got it all. Podcasting, news, talk, Ed Alexander's bathing suit photos. KVOI.com. Cabco AZ, great sponsors of the show. Thanks to the crew out there for sponsoring this hour of Wake Up Tucson. CabcoAZ.com. And of course, three locations to serve you: Wetmore, Valencia, and Sierra Vista. Now, Ed said it on his news. There is a hell of a pileup on I-10 right now.
Westbound I-10 coming in. From
where
the
does it
side.
Start?
Looks like it starts about Irvington. About Wilmot. I'm sorry, out at Wilmot.
Okay.
I lost my my feed here, so I have to go back out.
Get back to your feed, please.
Here's
sir.
My feed, okay? So look, it starts down here, which is Valencia now. Okay. And if I can get the picture up there, maybe.
Well, yeah, just show me the map. I don't care about the picture.
So Valencia all the way up into Irvington. It's just a big old red line.
So it kind of goes down past Littletown there.
Right. Los Reales.
So Wilmot-ish is
right.
Where...
That's what I said, Wilmot,
when you
right?
start hitting that, and then go back the other way. And this is... So people who are driving westbound I-10,
yeah.
It is ugly until...
Irvington. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there.
So, but exit-wise, you know, basically you would say, it's not good for guys like me that need to get out of here in an hour. But hopefully it's cleared up in an hour.
This is coming into town.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
Not leaving town, so...
So, we got Jess and Billy Shaw will be here soon for Billy Shaw Jr.
Thank you.
They'll be here doing a little Arizona Originals. We're going to cover your weekend at I coming up next segment, believe it or not, because tomorrow's too busy. Too much stuff going on tomorrow. Rocco, top 10 Chicago movies, McCluskey, Ted Maxwell, Gospel Rescue Mission with Burt Lopez. It's just... You know, it's like that line in Ghostbusters. Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria that's going on tomorrow. Joe Ferguson put down the PlayStation controller and did a little research on the, quote, group opposed to the Sanctuary City movement. So we have the Phoenix-based Arizonans for Public Policy as the bulk of opposition funding at $255,000. Arizonans for Public Safety is another one I see here. I don't know what that was. Did Fergalicious get that wrong? Which is, I can't believe Fergalicious would get that wrong. Maybe he did. So, but let's go back to Fergalicious's award-winning reporting. We have Arizonans for Public Safety. No, he didn't get it wrong, so we're fine. Much of it comes from donations from Tucson business owners and residents. Burt Lopez, Fletcher McCusker, Bruce Halley Hall Jr. from Discount Tire, and Jim Click all gave $25,000. About $35,000 of the total donations come from donors living in the Phoenix metropolitan area. I love how Joe Ferguson, he's like, he's thinking like, oh, our elections are being influenced by outside folks.
Imagine that.
Actually, there's people up in Phoenix that know if Tucson goes Sanctuary City, the state as a whole gets taken down again.
And they'll keep all their money, and we won't get any of it. So they don't just laugh.
And they don't
us.
Want to see it going to other cities either. So they figure if they can kill it now, they'll do it. It said the group spent 30-second television ads. They said it spent more than $205,000 so far, mostly on 30-second TV ads. Now, I don't watch that much, you know, local news. Has anyone seen the No on Sanctuary TV ads? I'm sure they're out there, but I'd love to know what they said and how they did it. Or and then the federal communications, they spent $33,000 on phone calls to Tucson households, and then $15,000 with a Virginia-based polling company. The Arizonans for Public Safety didn't respond to a request for comment. Oh, I know, Joe. They should have. A second group, Tucson Know on 205, listed $80,000 in donations. The Association of Realtors, Arizona Association of Realtors, we call them the AAR, gave in $50,000, SALC $10,000. I love SALC with all those big hitters. But Committee for Economic Prosperity, that's a cute one. The latter pack, according to the records, has received a majority of its funding from the Tucson Metro Chamber. Woof! Something else. That's the leadership we're looking for. Ed, when we come back, we gotta do the. I know Jess and Billy are gonna be here soon, so we gotta do our give people a little weekend preview of what's going on. And also remember, if you miss anything, KVY.com. We did talk about a Pliskin Acres. The story will keep developing. We had the mom at 3:45 in the morning with two 18-year-olds trying to break into her place, and mom shot both of them, and both died. And so that went down 3:45 in the morning yesterday. So we'll see how that all plays out. But that is a Pliskin Acres special like you would never believe.
There's a couple of Pliskin Acres PSA, and then of course the driving school also that you need to catch up on. Where can we hear those special announcements?
I sent both to the boy yesterday to make into YouTube, so
okay,
they should be done. He had to work last night, so hopefully by this afternoon.
Okay, so or you listened to yesterday's podcast, and I don't remember.
Second hour.
Was it 7 o'clock hour?
Yep.
It's worth your while. At KVOI.com podcast.
Snarky Puppy, one of Ed and I's favorite named jazz bands ever. Wake up. Little Joe Stafford bringing us in. Where it's a No Joe Jazz Friday. Well, that's going to change.
Thursday.
Well, now the Shaws are here, for God's sake. So.
Well, they're coming up next.
Well, yep. That's
he's going to play.
Billy always wants a challenge, right?
He'll play for us.
He's going to do jazz.
Absolutely. Sweet.
That's
right. I know.
So. Billy Shaw Jr. does jazz coming up very soon. You're on 10:30 The Voice Local News and Talk. Billy's setting up, getting mentally prepared. We got to do tomorrow's so busy of a show that we actually got to run through your weekend really fast. I want to give this Jen Bond person a I want to say lady, that would have been sexist. Jen Bond person a some props. In the thisistucson.com, 44 things to do this weekend. Yikes. So this is going to be really pumpkin carving at Casa Video. Interesting. The Arizona Insect Festival. I actually went there last year because my buddies from the Yuma Rotary, actually, someone did a thing where they took a VW bug and carved it up that it can actually open up like a display case, and they actually use it. It's a VW bug that displays bugs, that kind of thing. You know, we got the haunted hay rides up in my area at Steam Pump Ranch. Of course, Saturday is the farmer's market. My boy Malt Joe will be there. Go and say hi to Joe while you're there. That's just north of First and Oracle. We have the Fall Festival Arts and Crafts Boutique at the whatever the Grand Lux Hotel is. God bless you. That's a fancy name for Hotel on Grant. We have the Children's Museum have a kind of a Halloween member night coming up soon. We have the Arts in the Plaza Fine Art Festival at St. Phillips. The Tucson Zombie Mud Run, which Ed Alexander will be in running in that. Participants will have to dodge zombies, complete muddy obstacles. Hey, Ed, I need you. I need you on this one, Ed. This one's good. The Tucson Zombie Mud Run.
Yeah.
Okay. Now think about this. What does this sound like? You have to dodge zombies, complete muddy obstacles, and crawl their way to where they need to go. What does that sound like? Does that sound like Pliskin Acres?
Yeah.
You got to dodge zombies, complete muddy obstacles, and walk run their way to the finish line.
You have to jump over razor wire.
So a listener yesterday or earlier today said what we should... No, yesterday I saw them. They think we should do like a haunted hayride through Grant and Alvernon.
You guys.
So maybe we'll do that. The Marana Fall Festival is going down at the Marana Heritage Park. That's going on Saturday. Of course, the pumpkin patch is going on up there also. What else do we got here today? Oh, you already talked about Big Boy number 4014, which, of course, is the big steam engine. So if you see a lot of steam coming from the downtown area, it's not because there's a vaping convention.
Right.
It's because Big Boy number 4014
ding,
is going to be
ding,
there.
Ding, 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 ding. The Big Boy.
You are correct. Let's see. We're not going to do that one.
Oh.
Trust me.
Okay. Did you hit my Nam Jam yet?
I did.
Okay.
Nam Jam in the sand or something like that?
Nam de Sand Jam.
Let's give the Shaws a microphone here. Jessica, yes.
Where's all this stuff at?
Oh, this is Tucson.com.
Okay, wow. There's a lot going on this weekend.
44 events.
OMG.
I'm not doing all of them, so.
I want to see how many you can get to. You need to check in at each one and take a picture, or it didn't happen.
Maybe the hashtag. I'll hashtag the crap out of myself. What else do we got here? Fall Craftapalooza. That's cute. Thank you, Monster Mash, not a 4K. The Tucson, there's so many half marathons that have bad Halloween themes going on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to skip all of those. This one's for Ed, the Halloween Magic Show Party. Screening Room. You can do that at Alexander.
Okay.
Come on. Why would you put that there?
Make the coin disappear.
Flam Chen, the guy who does all the stuff at the end of the Day of the Dead, he's doing an immersive interactive audio-visual installation 3 nights at the Annex near the Convento by the Agustin.
That sounds really cool. What is that? I mean, I know immersive
interactive
is like
machines, interactive video station, performance, collaboration, and more. And that's this weekend, 7 to 10, free to attend.
That sounds cool.
So he usually does pretty innovative stuff.
That immersive entertainment, you hear about it, not a lot in Tucson, but around the rest of the world. Except for Grant and Alvernon, that's pretty immersive.
Then we're doing this goat yoga crap.
Is that sort of like cow tipping? That's the same thing, right?
Yeah, they take the little mini goats and they put it on your back and you do an upward-facing farting goat or something like that.
Farting goats, that'd be great.
Now, the perfect part of it's at Udall Park, which, because the city can't take care of the grass, already looks like a goat ranch, so they'll be at home anyway. What else do we got today?
What's her name?
Yes.
The Bob Fineman's favorite singer, isn't she in town?
Oh, Lila Downs, I think.
When is that? I can't. How do you?
Either it happened last night or it's happening tonight.
Right. So you want to check on?
I think you missed it.
Just trying to help out.
I appreciate that.
Can we rewind to farting goats? Because I googled that, and that's actually a thing.
Of course it is. Of course it is. And of course we have the Rotary of Tucson Classic Car Show going on
Saturday
at St. Gregory's. There is we had Rob LeMaster talking about the Make a Wish Foundation walk that Sunday morning.
Walk for a Wish.
8 o'clock at U of A. So I think we covered it all. That's good enough. It's good enough, Ed Alexander. We're done.
Okay.
We're done. Of course, a truckload of high school football tomorrow. The big one for me is my beloved Dorados from CDO, undefeated, going into the den of Sal Point, also undefeated.
Oh, wow.
Oh, good luck.
There is a little bit of David Goliath going
good
on tomorrow
luck with
night.
That. So what are we going to have a bet on that tomorrow?
You going to give me points?
No. They're both undefeated, right?
Oh, please.
Come on.
All right, 8:24
in the morning.
High school
football. There are no points in high school football.
Billy Shaw, Jr., Jessica Shaw, Sr., everybody's here.
Everybody, buddies.
Everybody's in the house.
Hey, we can't leave yet. It's only 25. You can't go anywhere.
Did I already do a break? I guess I did. I did. That's true. I think Schweikert screwed me up with that late phone call.
So are we gonna rewind back and talk about goat farts? I swear it's a thing. I'm just totally blown away. How'd you know that?
You know something? Sometimes the force is strong in this one.
Because the man knows just about everything. Have you figured that out?
No.
Okay. Now, Jessica, you have a blog, right? What's your blog?
I'm cmchatlive.com.
Who is it?
CM.
Country Music Chat Live, but okay. CM Chat Live.
So this should be on your blog.
It might just find its way on there. Right next to all of the top new country music songs coming out tomorrow.
Right? Tomorrow's a big drop day?
Yep.
Wow.
You could pick which ones get the Farting Goat Award.
Something. There's also, though, do you know the slang that there's actually another slang? It's something about a bong. It's like taking a bong inhale is another goat fart. The act of blowing smoke exhaled from a bong into another's face, from Urban Dictionary. They call it a goat fart. That's crazy.
I am so sorry I ever brought that up. So I apologize to the world. And now it's totally stuck in Jess's head.
He's
going
to have to write a song about it.
Oh, dear, no. Nope, I draw the line at goats.
Billy Shaw Jr., how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, a little sleepy, but not too bad. This is early.
Now, I hear you're opening up for the Roadrunners or something. You're playing the Roadrunners tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow they have their opening night against
the red carpet.
Yeah, the San Antonio Rampage, I believe, is the team they're playing. But yeah, the big party.
Very aggressive.
Big party out in the courtyard area. We'll be playing music. I believe we're playing like from 5 to about 6:15, and I think game time's at 7. I believe.
Very nice.
Should be a good time.
And the weather tomorrow night's going to be perfecto.
Yeah.
Have you gone to one of the hockey games?
I have.
I love hockey.
We're
I'm a hockey guy. We used to have season.
Billy used to play too.
We used to share some tickets with some folks for New York Islander games when they were winning Stanley Cup. So
yes.
Oh wow.
I'm a longtime New York Islander fan.
How about you, Ed? You like hockey?
I love hockey. All right. I really do.
Like, yeah.
So the Foothills Club, we're getting the hockey night with the Roadrunners coming up here pretty soon. I was a. Blackhawks fan and stuff like that, and a Penguins fan. So
790-2040 is the phone number. Let's
and
go.
And University of Arizona hockey kicks off tonight.
Oh.
At the TCC.
No, that's awesome. Fun too.
They're great.
The college hockey is so fun.
Nice kid.
We got to get Coach Chad on the show. Let's go to the phone, 790-2040. Let's go to Bunker on line two. Bunker, what's shaking?
Well, we got an event coming up at the Empire Ranch Foundation. And I thought maybe I ought to give you guys a head up, because the last time I called, Ed got after me because I waited till the last minute and you ran out of time. So I said, this time I'm going to get ahead of the curve. It's coming up on Saturday, November 2nd.
Good.
And it runs from 10 to 4 p.m. I'll give you some of the highlights here. Meet and learn about the Southwestern Association of the Buffalo Soldiers and their contribution to Arizona history. Author Alan Day, and he's a great, fascinating old-time rancher cowboy, will speak about life on the Lazy Bee as lived by an American cowboy. Also happens to be the brother of Sandra Day O'Connor. We have Tumbleweed Tilly's old-time photos. We have coming up, what do we have here? Safely View the Sun under the direction of Tucson Amateur Astrology Association. There'll be.
Hold on, Bunker. Yeah. You got my attention. You're gonna have a class on how to look at the sun. Is that what you're telling me? I like that.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of people in Pliskin Acres staring at that sun until their eyes burn out. So I'm glad you guys are doing that.
Well, you know, the Apaches used to do that to their white eyes. You know, they just cut off the eyelids and let them stare at the sun. But that's digressing. We also got Western music and entertainment, history and cultural demonstrations, ranch life exhibits. Lots of kids' activities, skilled artisans and speakers, silent auction and food. And it's located, again, at the Empire Ranch, located off of Scenic Highway 83. It's a paved road all the way to the ranch house. There's a $10 donation per vehicle requested, not required, but requested. It's a nonprofit organization. If you want to reach them and maybe... get more information, you can go to www.EmpireRanchFoundation.org, or you can call, and it's a free one, 888-364-2829.
Bunker, thanks for the heads up. We're going to run out of time on that.
Okay.
So thanks, buddy. CBS Bloomberg coming up next. DeSimone on the Shaws, maybe a few goats. 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk.
Walking on a Saturday night, the dance floor was hopping, I was thinking I might drink up some courage and ask you to dance. My heart did a two-step when you said yes. One day led to another, then three, then four. And after each one, I walked you to your door, hoping that you might be my last first kiss. Baby, let's do this. Don't leave my lips hanging. You got my heart racing. Let's both lean in like they do on TV. My heart can't wait another beat. Don't leave my lips hanging. You got my head crazy. Don't leave me over here with lips like a duck. Come on, baby girl, seal the deal, pucker up.
Look at him.
I was worried about that for a second.
Billy Shaw Jr.
Okay.
He's something else. Billy Shaw Jr., Jessica Shaw Sr., And of course, they're part of this massive movement called the Arizona Originals, singer-songwriters displaying their stuff all over Southern Arizona.
Bam.
And beyond.
And beyond. On the something of the interwebs.
Now, Billy, we have some business to talk about before we get to your stuff.
Let's do it.
Ed Alexander is the mayor of something called Pliskin Acres.
Yes.
Okay. I am the economic development director. I also, Bill reminded me, I'm an internet reverend, so he would like me to be economic development director and chaplain for Pliskin Acres.
Can I get the spelling on that?
You'll be busy.
Pliskin. It's like named after Snake Plissken from the Escape from New York movies.
I know what that is. Okay, gotcha.
So, Billy, what we would like you to do, not now. This is not one of those impromptu, like you did that amazing pothole song last time.
Yeah.
That was magical.
Gotcha.
We would like to, Ed, would you like to, I'm saying that you, as the mayor, would like to commission a Pliskin Acres song.
I would.
Okay.
I would.
Do you think we can, Billy, is that something?
Yeah, I could definitely work on that
and the
for
next.
You.
I can pay you in church's chicken. Will that work?
That's that's excellent. Okay. Do I have to pick it up?
Yeah. Well, see,
I have to take it.
That's an excellent, Billy. That's an excellent negotiating point there. So it has less value to Billy if he has to go in there and get it.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it,
is to go to Grant and Alverdon and go to Popeyes. Go to churches.
Circle K will be holding claim ticket.
It's closed.
Oh,
remember they already knocked it down. Already some.
It's already gone.
You know, eyelash threading vape store or something like that.
Yeah.
So, all right. So that should please. This is a request from the mayor.
We have to get some more information about it.
Billy knows all about Pliskin Acres.
I see it. I read about it.
We need to know about your intentions of it. As mayor and economic development.
Ed, what would you like the intentions of the song to be, of the Pliskin Acres anthem that Billy's going to write for you?
How we're free to do whatever we want to do in Pliskin Acres.
Got it.
There are no laws, but you have to be who you want to be. You can live on the street. You can live over here. You can live on my lawn. Can do anything
like
you want to do.
Like a gnome.
In Pliskin Acres.
I'm going to call myself a gnome, and I'm going to go sleep on people's lawns from now on.
So, Billy, it's been officially commissioned.
You got it.
Thank you. Now, Ed, who's this... Who's this bright-eyed young man sitting next to you? Who is this man?
I don't know, but he's got a notepad.
Oh, my God.
And so I think I'm in trouble.
Is he with the press?
No, he's not with the press.
Is he a spy for Amador?
No, he's our new new hire. He's going to be doing some board work here.
Oh.
So, and your name again is?
Good morning, everyone. I'm Robert Cavalier.
Robert Cavalier. He also tells me that he'll be doing the sound at the hockey games, the university and the Roadrunners games. So, you know the guy up there on that little thing that hangs out from the ceiling?
Yeah.
Right.
He's playing all the music and the sound effects. That's Robert.
Is Cavalier your professional name or your real name?
Real name.
That's
real name.
Amazing.
Great. I like that.
We have to change that then. I mean, it's a great name, but we all have made up names. So
we need to get you a better accent too.
Chris,
to
your
name.
Your name's not made up. That's your name, right?
It's
I'm going to write a book some when I retire. All my friends have fake names because I've been in radio for so long. My name
is
not
fake?
Ed Alexander. Oh. It's Ed, but it's not. You know,
Ed's a fraud.
So.
I'm shocked.
He's looking at me like, "What am I going to do?"
I love that Bednarik kept stuck with Bednarik.
Yeah, I know. How do you get away with that? Anyway, Billy Shaw Jr. is a great name.
Well, thank you.
It is.
It is
William Burt Shaw.
Well, thanks for telling everybody my middle name.
It's public knowledge.
It is. Yeah.
So tell me what's going on in the Billy Shaw world coming up. You have a busy like 10 days here.
Tonight I'll be at the Maverick, and every Thursday. Tomorrow night we're going to be playing at that season opener for the Tucson Roadrunners out there in the courtyard. Saturday we will be the closing act out at the Marana Fall Festival.
When you were talking about, we're
time.
Excited.
Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah.
So we're playing at 8. Great. They get there early because I think that thing's going to be
huge.
There's
going to be a lot of people out there.
I was talking to Monique and she's like, oh, maybe 10,000 people.
What?
What?
Be great.
10,000 people at the Marana Fall Festival?
Sweet.
15,000 are like RSVP'd on that Facebook event.
It could be.
So you never know how that, but it could be a really huge.
And of course, we got Halloween coming up here pretty soon, and we will be doing the big Halloween bash on Halloween night at the Maverick. The Billy Bones and the Skeletoons will be be our special edition band for that night.
Oh, and so what does that mean? When you guys go to the Billy Bones Skeletons phase?
We'll be like all skeletoned out. We'll look like a band of skeletons up there.
Like, all, I mean, makeup and everything, like, and do, from head to toe.
Add some kind of Halloween-y songs in there, you know, maybe like Werewolves of London or something like that.
Or I Put a Spell on You.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's also a DJ who'll be playing, like, you know, Ghostbusters and some of those, like, brown-eyed purple people eater.
Well, there's so much fun that you've had with things like your Crazy Train, Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Yes, well, that's a
great combo for that night.
Nice,
so,
yeah.
What else is shaking?
This Sunday, we have the, at the Maverick, it's their 57th anniversary, their Heinz anniversary.
Yeah, really?
Well, 57 years.
So the Arizona Originals will be playing at that event.
We're opening up for it. Plus, Billy's considered one of, you know, the Maverick legends, like Jack Bishop, John Chastain, Johnny Mann, your John Hawk. I'm missing
people.
And
we'll also be celebrating Flipside's 10-year
anniversary. And I was just going to tell you, the band that's there has been there 10 years, Flipside. They're amazing. They're the house band on Fridays and Saturdays.
Okay.
So we're celebrating them. We've got a new menu at the Maverick. You know, Grant Kruger and Katarina bought the Maverick, and they changed our menu. They own the Public Union.
Oh, sure.
Reforma. Yeah, so they purchased the Maverick, and now they're
making our food
up.
Good. So the new menu is debuting this week, so we'll be sampling it on Sunday. Plus, the
first
57 people are going to get free bling from McGuire's Jewelers. And the Maverick's giving away free T-shirts.
Ed, give the rundown of this. Who's playing on Sunday?
Well, here are these who are invited: Jack Bishop, Billy Shaw Jr., Scotty Friel, Drew Cooper, Robert
Moreno,
Robert Moreno, Mickey G, Tony Corrales, Gary Russ, Johnny Mann, Chuck Wagon, Rick Skinner, J.D. Norris. Wow, John Chastain.
We invited everybody.
Chuck and Terry back. Wyla Womack, and of course all the other Arizona Originals. Jeez, this is Sunday afternoon. Doors open at 3:57 p.m. because it's 57 years.
Yep.
They're so good, aren't they? And it goes until probably, New Year's Eve. I don't know.
Yeah. No, we figured we're going to, it opens so
no cover?
Early. No cover?
No Look
cover.
At that.
Just a party.
Wow.
It's really one of my favorite events at the Maverick because I've been going for 4 years. They do one every year. And it's just all the musicians come and they just jam together because most of the time we're all playing somewhere on the same night. So we never get to see each other. So for this day, we're all together and everybody's jumping up on stage and someone like Billy will get on the drums and someone else will grab, you know, someone's guitar and they'll just jam out and say, "Do you know Freebird?" No, we don't do that one. Play Freebird.
He does on a fiddle sometimes.
How many?
Yeah, lots of fiddle.
The requests for Freebird, how often do they come?
Oh, every night.
Every night. And Stairway to Heaven.
I just tell them that's $100. Just drop $100 in there and we might play a few bars.
I have a buddy who plays 12-string and he does some vocals along with it. And he plays stuff like kind of the resorts, right? So. And he hates when he gets a request for Freebird, but he's at Canyon Ranch. It's just him and his 12-string. And literally this dude from New Jersey's like, "Hey, can you play Freebird?" And he's like, "I can't escape the Freebird. Everyone loves Freebird." Hey, before I let you kids go, Jess and Billy, this Arizona Originals thing.
At the Maverick, December 8th, it's going to be dun-dun-dun-dun. Our holiday hootenanny.
Yay!
And I got that because one of you guys called it a hootenanny and I put it together and everyone's working on their
holiday
songs and stuff. So
what's the next phase of this Originals thing? Where do you want to go next? It's time to start ramping it up. You got a great collection of artists. Where do you want to go with this thing?
You know, now that if I could have a little bit more time and I didn't have like 10 jobs, I would like to see it get a sponsor and I'd like to go back to a Rialto and do a big show like that again or, you know, just a community bringing people together. I've got some new ones coming on the 8th and I'd like to reach out to more women songwriters. And I mean, I would like, obviously, we need a sponsor and we need more money.
Showing everyone else's world.
I know, right?
Exactly.
Because it's hard because there's so many, like, between Billy and work and his work and the kids and the house and the dogs, you know, it's life.
I know.
It's hard because Arizona Originals, I think right now ramping and like it up with it being back at the Maverick, I think that's the most successful place for it. And you haven't seen one of our Maverick shows yet, but it's very special there, and it's incredible because everyone can see the stage, and we make it more intimate and like a dinner theater. It turns out real nice there.
Last time I saw you guys, you were going to do your show with Octavia?
Yes.
How did that work out with you guys?
She's in the band now.
Oh.
Yep, she is working with us. So.
Okay.
For a couple months now. Yeah, every Thursday night at the Maverick. And then right now, my gosh, we took on the Thursday nights at the Maverick. And then now it's like we're playing Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday, right? In the fall, everything.
Sure.
It's busy, yeah.
Well, like the next week, we're at Vail Fest and we're at Davis Month and Air Force's Harvest Fest.
Okay.
And then, oh my gosh. I'm leaving things out, but
all right. So add to your list. Pliskin Acres Anthem.
I'm gonna.
That's easy. The songwriting part. The songwriting part for him is amazingly easy. Like I'm always blown away. That one he just sang for you, the "Leave My Lips Hanging." We were somewhere and we were dancing. And he had to get back up on stage, and I went in for a kiss, and he kind of like
I didn't notice at first.
And he was trying to go, and I go, "Hey!" And I grabbed him, and I go, "Don't leave my lips hanging."
Uh oh.
And it turned into a song.
There it is.
There you go.
Isn't that cool how that happens? And with him, it's just like magic.
You kids.
Goat farts. That's the next one. Goat farts.
I'm going to, that's negative.
I apologize.
No, you know, and I can't wait to talk to our almost 14-year-old about it.
Yeah. Jesse Shaw Jr., Billy Shaw Jr., great seeing you guys as always.
Thank you guys.
And ArizonaOriginals.com to check out everything that they're in the middle of. And then we'll see you next month and we'll do a really hard push for December 8th.
Oh, yeah. And on October 31st, Mama Cole is coming in here and she's going to be singing like spooky Halloween songs that are originals for you guys. She works a lot with kids. So she'll be perfect for you too.
Perfect.
just kidding.
No.
Just kidding. She does that a lot.
We resemble Juvenile a lot on this show.
She's amazing. She moved here from Oregon. She's got like three albums.
December 8th is a Sunday, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Because I know our Christmas party is 2 days later, the 10th at Tankerverde Guest Ranch.
Ooh, fun. I love that
place.
Are
we invited?
Sure, of course.
Yay.
Great. Absolutely.
You mean like it's like a Christmas party for Bustos Media?
Nope.
Or for
listeners?
Listeners.
Oh. This is like our happy hour. This is our annual happy hour.
Wake up.
We do it every year.
I love happy hours.
I'm putting that in the...
Save the date if you want to tell. This is going to be a RSVP needed kind of thing because they're going to serve real food as part of this.
Awesome.
So, Billy Shaw, Jesse Shaw, you guys are the best. Arizona Originals.
Love you guys.
And when we come back, we'll do the infamous wrap-up segment, tell you about tomorrow and a few stories I want to get to before it's all over. Billy Shaw Jr., do you have any of your Halloween songs that you think you can sneak in for us now?
Sure, I could do something like that.
Let's do it. Billy Shaw Jr.
is
taking us out.
If you're having ghoul problems, I feel bad for you, son.
Billy, make it happen.
When you came in, the air went out. And every shadow filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I want to do bad things with you. I'm the kind to sit up in his room, heart sick and eyes filled up with blue. I don't know what you've done to me, but I know this much is true. I want to do bad things with you.
There we go. Got my Welcome to Jazz book in my hands.
Starting this morning at 6 o'clock, we had an author... and she wrote this book called Welcome to Jazz, and it's a kid's book. It tells you all about jazz, and it has actually buttons you play, push, and it plays jazz.
It's true.
Let's see. When the Saints go marching in.
See, there you go.
I love it. It's a book that plays music. That's my kind of book.
It's got cats in it.
Great.
It's three cats, Ed.
Cool cats.
So,
as it were.
You have a cat problem, so... God bless you.
There you go.
But big show tomorrow and very busy show tomorrow between Gospel Rescue Mission coming in with Bert Lopez to talk about the Center of Opportunity. We have Rocco's Little Chicago. We're going to all Chicago there. We have Mark Van Buren doing top 10 movies about that take place in Chicago. Sean McCluskey from Chicago.
I get that.
Ted Maxwell once had a beer in Chicago.
I'm sure.
It's
okay. That'll work. Doesn't take us much to build a show.
So Mark Stegman, and he'll be on the show soon. We'll have we're going to call it the Chris and Mark exit interview. He quit the TUSD board, and I knew he told me this months ago he was going to do it. He wanted to wait for a couple of things to vote on, but you know, that guy, a lot of you's like, why did Mark quit and blah blah blah. Well, Mark's whole life changed in the last 2 or 3 years. He went from bachelor professor to husband and father of not one, not two, not three.
What?
But four kids. Because his wife has two kids from a previous marriage. So he inherited two, and they had two together, including when, you know, he has a beautiful baby daughter. And I know that when I had breakfast with him and his wife, they knew there was nothing that was going to change with that board at TUSD. Rachel was going to run for Pima County Board of Soups, so she was gone. And they just were never going to get three votes to really make those hard decisions. And of course, watching Mark go through these horrible meetings. And what's so funny about Mark is all of the crap that he's taken from idiots like Jeff Rogers. And remember, Jeff Rogers said that Stegman needed to be tarred and feathered and driven out of town because he doesn't understand the cultural sensitivities of
right.
TUSD.
He's on the TUSD board, but Mark Evans knows more than
no, it's not Mark Evans. Johnny, Jeff Rogers.
Jeff Rogers knows more about TUSD than
right?
The guy on the board.
So Mark Stegman never lost his cool that much. Never. Not really.
Mm-mm.
He always kept it really, really classy. And that's with two angry, barking dogs in his face, being Adelita Grijalva and this vile Crystal Foster woman. And Mark kept his crap together. So in the end, he knew nothing was going to change at TUSD because of the way that board is. I like Gabe Trujillo, and I think Mark liked Gabe Trujillo too. But in the end, nothing was going to change. So last night, it was interesting. They said they had a brief debate about what's going to happen with when it becomes vacant on the board. Well, I thought what happened is that you have the superintendent of public instruction, Mr. Dustin Hoffman there, that guy, Dustin Rhodes, whatever his name is, tells you how
Justin
much
Williams.
I think about him. Justin Williams. That's how much I think about him. He's going to choose. That's how it works. You put your name in the hat, you apply, and then he'll choose who he wants to fill that out, and then that will be up at the end of next year. So, and then, of course, they jumped on there's a class action lawsuit between school districts and the Juul vaping people, Ed.
Yes, so of course, there is. Everybody wants a piece of that money.
So they jumped on that.
Sure,
so
they did.
Do that. And then they spent $865,000 to beef up security at 23 campuses. So they're now going to add security cameras to just for Mason, Lawrence, Valencia Middle School, Tucson High, Gridley, Doolin, Pistor, Vail Middle School, Doolin McGee, Safford, Pueblo Gardens, Booth Fickett, Monzo, and Holiday Elementary, and then access control equipment, which is access control meaning gates and metal detectors.
Ooh, what are you talking about?
I don't know about it. Can't be. I don't know. They wouldn't, would they? So that's Tucson High, Pistor, McGee, Vail, Tully Elementary, Ochoa, Monzo, Holiday. So they spent almost 900 G's on security measures for TUSC schools last night. Big show tomorrow. This is literally, we're going to sell you the whole seat, but you're only going to need the edge. So Ed Alexander, thanks for a nice time as always.
Another great day. Thank you.
Zach's coming up on Creative City.
Mm-hmm.
Zach's coming up on Creative City. Then it's Doug, Jen, and Victoria, Bill Buckmaster, Dave Ramsey, Lars Larson, and Stevie Rivera with a Wing It Thursday. Wake up.